No, we want to just go through the meeting and get it done.
Time is tight, so let's go.
Log on.
Alright, are you rolling?
Yeah.
Alright. I just want to take this opportunity, and this is an exclusive.
Mike wants to stand right over you and very close to you in the same way.
Awkward.
Alright, Adam over there. You okay?
You're in cold. This is almost like the way that guy stood right behind you in the line for the train.
Yeah, a guy stood right behind piggybacking this man, trying to get onto the train.
He was
part of my space.
We were laughing. We were taking pictures of him. He was standing so close. He was like an old dude who was like...
That would be good. I'd like to start a blog called, like, Space Invaders at myblogspace.com. You know, where just be like pictures of people like invading your space and like stories.
Alright, so what's the deal with the blog? Sorry to cut you off. Why? What's with the blog?
Blogcritics.org is just the website.
So you review other blogs?
I actually review music, do interviews on bands, and...
Well, you're a critic that blogs.
Yeah.
Blog critic.
Now, how do you feel about if Adam reviews...
What do you do about criticizing blogs?
They get blog...
I get criticized a lot by other people.
Yes.
For my interviews and my... reviews, I get bashed all the time.
How would you feel about Adam's got his own blog, we've got our band blog, he's also starting up, he has a startup blog about breakfast buffets. That interests you at all?
I like breakfast.
Love breakfast.
Now, are you talking about the fake eggs buffet or the real eggs buffet?
Good point. You're in. Because that's an issue right there. If a breakfast buffet is going to call itself a buffet, I would think they should, at the very least, not only have real eggs. I personally like when they have a egg chef, you know, right there at the table.
But then, scrambled eggs are fake. I've seen this. And they have the person cooking the real eggs.
You know, that's okay to me, because then as long as they have the omelet chef who does, like, the two order, you know, fried eggs or poached eggs or whatever.
No, I'm okay with this. I want to sit down and chat with you guys. That's all.
I carry on. Some people don't like
Cleveland, Ohio.
Good breakfast in Cleveland.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys need to come back sometime since it's 1998.
What's that crazy theater we played?
You played at CSU.
But there's like a crazy like rock and roll type arena we played. I mean, not arena, theater we played, like Agora or something.
Oh, yeah. Agora, the Odeon. The Odeon's closed. I think you guys played at Cleveland Agora.
VS2000, some,
I think you played at the Grog Shop.
You ever been to
the Grog Shop?
You ever been to Maumee?
I have not. Okay. Maumee is a river, right?
Maumee, Ohio.
The Maumee River. I went jet skiing there once.
It's where the Necros are from.
Okay.
But, anyway,
is it Dover?
Dover,
Ohio?
I have not been there.
I had a good friend who used to live in Dover, just moved 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah. He got out of Ohio?
Got out of Ohio, yeah.
Right, good for him.
Anyway, we would like to go, I'm bound to go back to Cleveland, and you obviously big year, LeBron, Cavaliers, I mean, took you to the finals, it's got to feel good.
It was a nice thing to see on TV. I didn't get to go there personally.
LeBron didn't invite you?
No. I actually live right down the street from where he grew up, too. So, well, I live right outside of Akron.
He's
a very mature kid, though.
He's got a lot going on.
No, I'm... actually proud to have
him. I bet you LeBron appreciates a good breakfast buffet. Just my guess. It's pure conjecture.
I'm sure he owns his own breakfast buffet, though.
That'd be cool, huh?
You think you went into LeBron's house, you think, like, and it's morning, it'd be like he'd have, like, the omelet chef standing right there with the big, tall hat and the, like, the omelet
I would expect
station.
That, actually. And then I guess he's got a bowling alley in his basement, so we'd eat omelets and go bowling. That's right.
That would be really... I would say right now that would be really cool.
First time for everything.
That's true.
If I saw that on MTV Cribs, I would be very impressed if LeBron had his own breakfast buffet.
You'd be able to blog about it then.
I mean, what would he have? Just like trays of like bacon and...
Yeah, but he could invite the whole team over. You know, like...
You know,
like how many eggs do you think Drew Gooden could eat?
So Drew Gauskas did eat a whole buffet by himself.
Yeah, exactly. Gauskas could eat, he could probably eat like 14 eggs, I bet.
So what kind of questions are you into?
I just wanted to congratulate you guys on your new album. Great idea with the instrumental.
You heard it?
Yes, I have. I was a huge fan of the older instrumentals that you had put across the other albums. You had put it on a limited edition CD. I thought that was neat.
Is that a Mocking Mock on your shirt?
This is Ween.
Yeah.
That one dude looks a little bit like a...
You're trying to say it, that, wow, Mickey from Ween looks like Mark Wahlberg.
And that's a stretch to me. But,
wow, that's unique.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of Ween shirts these days.
I got to see them in Pittsburgh in June, and one of the better shows I've seen in a while.
Really?
Yeah. They played it at a church turned into a concert hall. It was really cool.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, they gotta have it. You didn't even ask one question.
Yeah.
You know,
ask one question. Okay, what brought you guys to make an instrumental album?
Just thought it'd be funny.
Just humorous, just... Did you have any influence? Your fourth record label.
People came in with knives and guns and...
Battle Axes.
Were you scared?
The record company also.
It's scary. You're just kind of hanging out like 15 people just showed up now with knives and battle axes and crap. It's scary.
The record company told us if we did do it, they were going to, you know, be angry with us.
You know, angry is code for some other word that I'm not sure what.
I mean, the weird part to me, it's one thing to come in to our studio, which is ours, with, you know, knives, battle axes, and weapons, but that fact that they're wearing full body armor, inclusive of cod pieces, that scared me.
They couldn't be
the
harmed.
The new president of the company, actually bunch of jumped off our roof with no hands on.
Jason Flom is his name.
Did he hurt himself?
You can go jflom@virginrect.com or whatever. You could probably email him and ask him to comment about it. Yeah.
Why he did that.
Bunch of jumping.
So that we had to look out the window and see him flying by several times.
Without pants on.
Yes. Upside down.
Yeah. Man, with this stuff hanging out, literally.
Fancy telling me. You guys got to wrap it up.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate it.